This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If I said to you the Democrats are scared, would you believe me? I think you would. And I'm going to prove it to you. See, what happens when people get scared is they get more braggadocio. So what I mean by that is, let's say a guy challenges me. And I say something along the lines of, well, I tell you what, I'm here to take the to accept the challenge. Oh, you really want a part of me? Oh, it's like that, huh? And I don't say a word. Challenge has been accepted. I don't say a word. And then the guy's telling you how bad he is, what he can, how he's going to beat you. Okay. And the more blustering there is, the less there is behind it. It's just the truth. You know, look, I'm a trained fighter. You guys know, most of you guys know this. Once, God, I cannot tell you how many times I've seen people just, man, you better not, don't mess with me. Then the guy just like, you know, pops him in the mouth, and just to say, I just did, and doesn't say a word. Oh my gosh, I could tell you stories. I got a buddy. I'm not gonna say names because a lot of my martial arts friends listen to the program, and I don't want them being called out for stuff I know about them. But one of my friends is a really good martial artist, and I've seen a guy talk smack, and my friend just spat, and I mean, hit them so fast they couldn't even see it. Just like, what just happened? Not hard enough to knock you out, but enough to make you go, ah, like, what? And then stand there, don't say a word. You know, hear a guy just blah, 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 blah. Man, y'all don't want to mess with me. Eh? And I'll just say, I've hung out with some of the baddest guys on the planet. And I, more than one time, this isn't like a one-time thing. This is, oh, Kevin, yeah, one time something happened. No. Happened a lot. And sad to say, I'm one of the people that did it too. But I'm telling you about a friend of mine. Other people that listen to this program know his name. That's why I'm not going to say it. But my friend, I'll say this. Wow, man. Because some of you know who he is. He absolutely just will, he will punk slap you in a second if you start talking too much smack. And he doesn't go, really? What you going to do? You going to bet? He just slap. And then goes, there you go. You asked for a challenger, bam, you got a challenger. And then, if you decide you're going to continue talking smack, wrong thing to do. And so, that's what we have with a bunch of these elitists. You're watching them try to intimidate you, and you know what you did? You conservatives, I know, you peace-loving conservatives, turn the other cheek, conservatives, Bible thumpers. You didn't turn the other cheek. You turned the other cheek and did a spinning back fist and knocked the living daylight. You knocked, as my grandmother would say, knocked the snot out of him. And that's what you did to the left. You knocked the snot out of them. And now they're looking around going, what just happened? But now they're up. They think they've gotten their feet. Too many people are looking. They can't just leave in shame. So you know what they're willing to do? They're willing to get that butt whooping. And you're giving it to them. And it's getting crazier and crazier. I don't know if you guys heard this story. This lady gets sworn in on an autobiography of Malcolm X. If you didn't think things could get any squirrelier in America with leftism, sworn in on the autobiography of Malcolm X. This year, get this, more black women are running for office than ever before, including 26-year-old Mariah Parker, who became one of the newest African-American women to win a seat at the table. Leftists are happy about her. They are. They're ecstatic. That's what they tell you. Parker, get this, a hip-hop artist and doctoral student at the University of Georgia, beat her competitor by just 13 votes. To become the District 2 Commissioner in Athens, Georgia. On Wednesday, she was sworn into office with her fist in the air, her right hand placed firmly on the autobiography of Malcolm X. Now, before you get all, you know, Kevin, Malcolm X was radical and all this, look, that's not even the point. Malcolm X turned around. He became a very different person when the Nation of Islam decided to kill him. And some people say Farrakhan did it. I don't know. But whoever did it, it was certainly Nation of Islam people. They killed Malcolm X. He had made a transformation, gone to Mecca, denounced the Nation of Islam, and said, I no longer see white people as the white devil. He knew what the Democrats were doing to destroy black folks. So if she wants to swear on that from who Malcolm X became, I'll get it. But here's what I don't get. What's wrong with the Bible? See, what she did is, it's like Tennessee made, if this is truly the case, I heard it was, they made 50 Shades of Grey their state book versus the Bible. If that happened, shame on them. But there could be a lot of knowledge in the autobiography of Malcolm X. I've seen the movie. I've never read the book. But here's what I will tell you. There is no more knowledge. There is no more ability to save your soul than in the Bible. None. If there's one book you could take on a desert island, you better pick the Bible. Because let me tell you something about the Bible. You could read two passages of Scripture, and you might have to study that for a week or two to understand it. There's not a book you can read, you know, in normal, you know, literature that you got to take 2 weeks to understand. I don't care how complicated the book is. Harry Potter to me is crazy. Hogwarts and blah, blah. But it's not as complicated as the Bible, because you have to know the Bible in context. You have to know maps. You have to understand the history of the time, the geology of the time, the geography of the time. Not geology, geography. And a host of other things in order to understand it. And I promise you, I've said this many times and I firmly believe it. There's not a saying I've ever heard that I can't find for you in Proverbs. Nothing. Give me your quiet, your huddle masses, whatever. I'll find you something similar in Proverbs, because the Bible is all-encompassing. Everything you need to know about life is in that book. And most people don't even crack it. Well-worn Bible, man. That tells you a lot about a person, and mine is not well-worn enough. I'll admit it. I need to get my head back in it. But to swear on Malcolm X tells you the level of insanity of the leftist. She doesn't even understand what happened to Malcolm X. She still thinks of him as the radical dude of the 60s raising his fist against white supremacy. Malcolm X knew better.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope. That wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope, from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville. can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S., the Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber, go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code RADIO at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-676-9879. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests.
Wherever you are, I will find you.
Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-676-9879. 1-800-676-9879. 30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Radio Show. International House of Burgers. That's right, IHOP, formerly the International House of Pancakes, has changed its name. Rebranded, as it were. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. KJRadio.com. It is the Kevin Jackson Show. Unless somebody takes it over, it will remain the Kevin Jackson Show. Not to be rebranded. Oh, we did rebrand. We were the Black Sphere radio show for a while. And people were like, what's that? How you spell Sphere? Sphere? Sphere's here. Here. What's he say? How you spell it? F-E-A-R. So we rebranded because people couldn't pronounce it. And I go on other radio shows. It's Kevin Jackson from the Black Sphere versus it's Kevin Jackson. So what's easier? How do we reach you, Kevin? Go to theblacksphere.net. Okay, the black T-H-D, is it, or they just forget the T-H-E altogether. B-L-A-R-R. They couldn't figure out who we were. So I said, KJRadio.com. You got it? Yeah, I got that. KJ stands for Kevin Jackson, radio.com. Boom. That's it. We will tweak our brand. But if you were International House of Pancakes, would you change it to the International House of Burgers? Yeah, Wendy's out of hitman form. I'm King Kong up in here. Ah, you ain't making no burgers. I was trying to figure out, how would a meeting go at the International House of Pancakes, IHOP, of executives, and somebody says, you know what, guys? I was thinking about something here. I know we specialize in pancakes. That's all we advertise. You know, they got all these different types. Which, by the way, I love their the cream. You guys had like the, I think it's called something cream. What is it? Cream, like cream pie filling or something. I love them. I always tell them, leave the strawberry stuff on the side. I don't want that. I just want their, like, they call them, oh, man, cream cheese. That's it, cream cheese. Love it. Love those. I mean, full of calories. Just crazy full of calories, but I love them. Long story short, why would you do this? How would this, we need to rebrand, and let's just, become one of dozens of hamburger places. What's the best burger? If I say to you, what's the best burger you've had? Now, for me, it would probably be Shake Shack. I love Shake Shack, even though I've had them before, you know, subsequent to my first time and went, they're okay. I really like Culver's. Man, I like Culver's. A lot of people like In-N-Out. They like Five Guys. I'm not huge favorite on those, but good burgers. Good burgers. And there are others. I'm sure you have. You probably, Red Robin. That's right. You just said Red Robin, yeah. There are probably others that you know that you go, man, that is the best burger. Oh, my gosh, Kevin, if you're ever in Atlanta. Kevin, if you're ever in Tampa. If you're ever. And said nobody ever about the IHOP. They got burgers on the menu. I know they do. I'm going to tell you right now, I have rarely gone to IHOP for a burger. I've gone there many times for breakfast. Now, they may be saying, you know what? We want to be known for burgers because people know us for breakfast. They know we're International House of Pancakes. By the way, I've traveled internationally. I've never seen one, but okay, whatever they say. But now they're the burgers, and maybe it's all a marketing ploy. Maybe it's just they're saying, we'll do this. It'll create a stir. People will remember us. They'll know that we have burgers, and then it will come out later, my prediction, and say, you know what? We are not going to rebrand. We got so much negative publicity over this. We're going to leave it the International House of Pancakes. One guy, I want to go do some tweets. So this is funny because it really did get people talking. Got to hand it to him. Chris Gerber said this, IHOP, it's not too late to change the B to Bourdain. Pay tribute to food legend. And then it says, cover all the food you could ever hope to serve and save yourself from bringing pancakes to a burger fight. That's funny. Bringing pancakes to a burger fight. That's funny. Oh, here's one. As much as we love our pancakes, we never change our name to What a Pancake. If you're from Texas, you've seen Whataburgers. Some of you are just too clever. That's hysterical. This guy wrote this one, Miguel Watson. I don't know who he is, but he's got a check mark. I was going to announce I decided to change my name to Snot Noodle today, but given the outrage over IHOP, I decided against the rebranding. Oh, Pancho Villa. He says, I thought IHOP would stand for I Heart Our Bills. He's obviously a Buffalo Bills fan. Eric Erickson, a never Trumper, he tweeted this. Whoever decided to change IHOP to IHOB should be fired. There are lots of burger places. There's a waffle place. But there's only one International House of Pancakes. They can't get pancakes right. Why trust them with burgers? And if it's temporary, it's a waste of money. I don't think it's temporary in the sense that, it could be. But I think if they did all the marketing and they've changed all the signage and spent the money to do that, then stupid. But if they just put it out there and said, we're going to be changing, here's a new logo, and they built a marketing plan around that, it's worth its weight in gold. That's what I say. Jeff Dwoskin said this. IHOP is only temporarily changing its name to IHOP to promote their burgers. Many of us remember the last failed name to IHO when they wanted to focus on eggs. That's just so wrong. It's hysterically wrong. Oh, my gosh. See, that's why I tell people all the time, you people are so clever. Wow. I hope. I hope. I hope. No more pancakes will go. Oh, man. Here's a guy that actually says, hey, good move. Everybody's giving IHOP a hard time about changing their name. But when was the last time any restaurant changed it something different, risky, interesting, based on changing their brand identity? You may think it's dumb, but you got to admit their ad campaign worked. Can't deny it. Another guy says, on the first day the Lord created IHOP, day two, Waffle House. Day three, IHOP becomes IHOP. Day four, creates a line of hamburgers. Day four, IHOP creates pancakes, burger, hybrid. Day five, casual Friday. Day six, Waffle House introduces Waffle Burger. The Lord rested on day seven. And here's my favorite. I was hoping to be in IHOP was for beer. Oh, man. Those are priceless. You people are crazy funny. I love it. Way to go. You made me laugh many times. Hope I made you laugh. Is it a good idea? What do you think? Contact us, kjradio.com. If you want to give us a buzz, tell us what your B would be for IHOP. Keep it clean, 844-551-8255. We've talked about a lot today, the G7 Summit. Maureen Dowd, latest polls, the Singapore Sling is what I call the Singapore Summit. More to come.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
Voters in five states, including Nevada and Wisconsin, are going to the polls today. Larry Sabato is a professor of politics at the University of Virginia. He says the latest move by President Trump in North Korea could be a game changer.
What was the complaint you heard frequently from Trump critics? He was bellicose. He would get us into a war. Mm-hmm. We were going to be fighting North Korea. Guess what? That's over. whatever happens in the future, I don't think it will be as bellicose. So he's changed his image.
President Trump said the summit may not have even happened had it not been for this one person.
Otto Warmbier is a very special person, and he will be for a long time in my life. His parents are good friends of mine. I think without Otto, this would not have happened. Otto did not die in vain. He had a lot to do with us being here today.
Quick look at your numbers midway through the trading day this Tuesday. Currently, the Dow is up right around 10 points. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Getting lower and lower. I'm not kidding. Robert De Niro, probably a good actor, using last night's platform at the Tony Awards to leave the prompter to say this about the president.
I'm going to say one thing. Trump. It's no longer down with Trump. It's Trump.
I'm going to say one thing. Beep. De Niro. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. These Hollywood elitists, man, they don't get it. They really don't get it. Talked about it earlier. We can't stress this enough. These are people butthurt over us saving the republic. Now, the thing that every time I say that, I think to myself, why are you mad? You know, if someone, let's say you're about to walk in front of a car. You think you're cool. You got your headphones on or whatever. You're about to walk in front of a car and I grab you. Maybe a little harder on your Hugo Boss jacket than you like, and snatch you from dying, and you look back at me mad. You know? Like, what are you doing, man? You wrinkle my jacket, and the bus just woof, goes by. You know, and they're like, what did you do that for? And I'm like, you were about to get hit by that bus. What bus? You get what I'm saying? That's how I view these guys. We have tried to protect them in most ways that you can imagine. So here's where I'm going to give you a suggestion. Yep, you're going to hear from Kevin Jackson. KJRadio.com. You can chime in if you think you like this. 844-551-8255. I'll tell you this. This is the best advice I could possibly give you. Ignore them. You do things for your kids. If you have kids, tell me you haven't run into this scenario. No, you can't do that. Why not? Why can't I do it? You go, I'm not letting you go to the park by yourself at dusk to shoot hoops or whatever. I don't know what it might be. Why? I don't know why. And, of course, the next day you see two children abducted from the park. And you're going, that's why. See, you know all the pitfalls of leftism. You have been talking about it to your kids from the moment that they become sentient, you say, look, follow what I tell you. I remember having this conversation with my older boys. I said, look, let me ask you this. Do you think your dad wants to hurt you? No, Dad. I go, no. Don't answer because you know I'm going to beat you. No, I'm kidding. I said, look, don't tell me what I want to hear. Do you honestly believe I would do anything to hurt you outside of your, you know, occasional spanking? No. Okay. Do you believe me to be a relatively smart guy. Yeah. Okay. That being the case, am I going to give you the best advice that I'm aware of? Yes. Who knows more, you or me? You do, Dad. Okay. With all that said, why do you guys complain? Why do you even bother to ask questions? It's like if I tell you, do blankety blank, can't you just do it? Well, don't you feel much the same about leftism? We are constantly trying to help these clowns. We want to help them get better jobs. We want to help them straighten out the schools. We want to help them raise better kids, be in safer neighborhoods, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. I can name it up. Who are you? But boy, if they want to help you, then you're supposed to accept it. And even if that help is, it drives you into the poorhouse, you're supposed to accept the help, especially if you're black, you're a Latino, you're a woman, you're a Muslim. You better accept my help or else. So that's what these clowns are about. They want to make you, you know, when it's you helping them, then they're mad. They're helping you even when it's not help. It's like getting a three-year-old's help to paint. Then, oh, they're all upset. De Niro, F. Trump, for what? Has anybody stood up to De Niro and said, for what? You think Hollywood's going to do it? These people have no ingenuity. Let me tell you something. Within the next 2 years, I'm going to transform what your belief is of Hollywood. I mean, you already, it's already going that way, but I'm saying you're going to have an alternative to them. Enough talk, right? Any of you who want to be involved in a project that I'm starting, and I'm talking about, I'm being serious. You want to get involved, shoot me a note, kjradio.com. Give us a phone call, 844-551-8255. And I'm going to tell you what, I may not give you all the information because I'm only want principals. I only want people that are dead serious who can work a project for 2 years for the long haul. But promise you, we're going to revolutionize what's going on with Hollywood, Netflix, all of them. It's going to change the way we see those clowns. Give us a call. Get in contact with us. So the Federalist wrote there was an article in there that says, we might have hit peak Trump derangement syndrome. Marr has openly called for the financial pain and suffering of millions of Americans if we were hit with another recession, simply because he believes it would prevent Trump from winning a second term. He hopes for failure. Let me tell you, let Marr hope for failure. It is not going to happen. The only way we fail is if God says we fail. There is nothing that will derail what Donald Trump has done, and let me tell you why. It is built on sound economic principle. End of story. The failure that we just came through with Obama, that the left wants to give him credit for, is a joke. I mean, there's no credit that Barack Obama deserves unless printing $1 trillion a year with no backup is to be credited. There's nothing. He can't point to a single economic indicator in this economy and make it work. And if anybody, I mean, I've seen people argue it weekly. I'm talking about, you know, as a pansy argument, not like 7 days a week, but to weekly argue in favor of Donald Trump. Let me tell you something. I could argue for in favor of Trump without even breaking a sweat. I heard Laura Ingraham on with Jesse Jackson. We may not get to it today, but if not, I'll play it tomorrow. It was Laura was interrupting Jackson, who, by the way, God, the dude is just, he's lost it. You got, I'll let you hear the interview, but if you get a chance, look at it. You'll see what I'm talking about. But the Federalists ask, have we reached this peak derangement, you know, Trump derangement syndrome? We got Bill Maher openly cheering for the Fed. I'm sorry if this is going to impact millions of other people, but you know what? I can't wish for the success of Donald Trump. You want to know why? Because it ruins his intellectual argument. He doesn't hate Trump as much as he wants you to believe. He hates that we are right. That's what he hates. The left, they want you to believe, oh, this is about Donald Trump. I'm saving you, you dummies that voted for Trump. I'm still saving you from yourselves. Don't you realize this? If he's successful, you may actually believe you are smarter than we are. That you are part of the intelligentsia. That you know how to pick the right people, that you are really the ones who should be in charge. That upsets Hollywood, man, more than you know. There are people that are caught up in themselves. I'm going to get to this in a second. This is the biggest part of what I'm talking about right now. The ego, the hubris of these people. They believe themselves better than you. Robert De Niro stood up there. He couldn't give you a single thing. De Niro, do you hate the stock market? No. Do you hate the jobs report? No. Can you point to something Trump has done that's racist or misogynist? Since becoming president, what has he done to affect women so negatively? Black folks, Latinos, Americans in general. If giving them back their money through this tax plan, if that's bad, I don't know what to tell you. Maybe it's that freaking phenomenal GDP of 4.7 to 4.8%. I've heard both numbers. Maybe it's that Barack Obama could never get to. Maybe it's a fact that we're actually bringing back manufacturing jobs and the wages have gone up and they will go up even higher. Watch what happens to wages when the rest of this tsunami that I know is going to occur occurs. Watch what happens. What is De Niro mad about? Is there some social issue that Donald Trump has offended him by? Is Donald Trump not killing enough babies? He defunded Planned Parenthood, but they're still killing as many black babies as ever. What you mad about, De Niro? Black folks getting killed. You mad that the wall? There's no wall. It hasn't been built. It's been proposed. Oh, you're mad about Obamacare? What, that the individual mandate is gone? What's that do? That doesn't hurt anybody. Tell me what you're mad about. What's hurt? What's impacting people that you're so concerned about? Oh, and when you tell me what you're doing to fix it. Tell me what Hollywood is doing to fix it. Jay-Z, the entertainment industry. Tell me what any of those clowns are doing to fix it. So you're going to get silence there. You're also going to get silence in any of the things that they complain about because they just like to complain. De Niro knows that's an easy soundbite in Hollywood. Screw Donald Trump. Yeah, I'm going to take my... Let me tell you, nobody cares about his Tony. More when we come back.
Kevin Jackson
on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
If you or anyone you love has been diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, your diagnosis may be the result of job-related exposure to asbestos, and you may be entitled to compensation. Over $30 billion in trusts have been set aside for individuals who have been affected by asbestos exposure. How do you protect your rights and get the compensation you deserve? Call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. Capital Legal Group is one of the nation's resources for settlement of lung cancer and mesothelioma cases. Law firms have successfully recovered over $2.7 billion for their clients in all 50 states, and claims have been paid in as little as 60 days. If you or a family member were diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. We'll open a no-cost case review on your behalf. A history of tobacco use or cigarette smoking will not disqualify your case. Visit 800-400-LUNG.com or call 800-400-LUNG. Call 800-400-5864 now. That's 800-400-LUNG.
Want revenge on the common housefly?
Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
ProPure Gravity Water Filters. Most tested, most trusted. The Pro One G2.0 filter by ProPure fits most gravity systems and is so easy to set up and use. No priming required. Independent lab tested to NSF standards. Removes up to 200 plus contaminants with Pro One G2.0 full spectrum filter technology. ProPure Water Filters. When you don't know what's in your water, start enjoying great tasting water today. Visit an authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations to referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Putting an end to identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
An ominous warning was given to the Democrats, and from a very unlikely source. I was actually shocked to hear Chris Matthews say what he said. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. Chris Matthews warned the Democrats. He said, you know what, guys? You're too full of yourselves. He said what we have been saying for a long time. And let me tell you, okay, I know. You're going, Kevin, what you talking about? I've been saying to you, all these award shows, have you watched their numbers? They go down and down and down and down. They talk about saving Darfur. They talk about saving black folks. They talk about Me Too. They talk about all these things. Me Too movement that they are all complicit in. Darfur, where that's just a hashtag campaign for them. Half of them couldn't point on, not even half, 99% of them couldn't point on a map and tell you where Darfur is. And I could go on. Nothing but a bunch of elitists. They spend more money on a Hollywood gathering like the Tonys or the Emmys or the Oscars or whatever than probably it takes to feed a country for a week. I'm talking about countries like, you know, Rwanda. They will spend millions of dollars, swag bags worth $20,000-$25,000 a piece. Just pomp and circumstance like you wouldn't believe, and they pretend that they care about something, some cause. These people don't reach in their pockets for jack. They believe, as Jay-Z said, our just being here, my presence is my charity. That's what they believe. Now, you are willing to get out there, roll up your sleeves, do Habitat for Humanity, nail, you know, frame out houses, pour cement, landscape, you know, put up drywall. You are willing to get your hands dirty as conservatives. These pompous elitists don't give a crap. But they can talk a good game. Oh, they're great actors. They act like they really care. But in reality, they don't care. But here's what Chris Matthews had to say.
Tom, we were talking in our last hour with Democrat from Massachusetts about who the Democrats should be right now in the age of Trump. And I'm struck listening to you all talk about Bobby Kennedy, that he was a very different kind of Democrat than many that we see today. Is there a lesson for Democrats to learn about politics, about public presentation, about how to defeat Donald Trump that they can take from Bobby Kennedy?
Well, you know, I read the interview the other day. I quoted it last night. This kid, he was a 16-year-old busboy. Who held Bobby Kennedy's head up when he was shot?
Juan. Yeah.
Romero. Yeah. And Juan Romero. And he said when Kennedy walked into his room, when he was delivering room service, that Kennedy didn't look through him, but he looked at him. And he said, you know, I felt I was 10 feet tall. And you and I knew Tip and Tip O'Neill and people like that. They're real liberals and they're phonies. They're pie in the sky. They're always looking in the middle of the distance. They think they're better than everybody. They went to Yale Law or whatever, and whatever they got, they claim they're better than anybody. A true Democrat, lowercase d, thinks they're no better than anybody else. That's what a Democrat is. And when the party regains that with white, black, Hispanic people, everybody, starts to think of themselves as one of them instead of being better than them, they'll get back to the party of the people. And they're not there yet. There's too many elitisms. There's so much elitism in the Democratic Party. It's so outrageous. And it all comes to the notion of the meritocracy being entirely academic-based. You don't want to hear about a master plumber being an elite. He is, or she is, but it's all academic, and it's a game they've been playing with themselves, and it's self-saluting. And I'm telling you, the people feel it. There's a party going on, and they ain't invited to it. And that's a big part of this. It's not just economics. I don't buy the whole Marxist argument. It's all about economics. It's not all about economics. It's about sensing that your leaders give a damn about you personally. And when that corner, I see some people like that out in the Democratic Party today. And but they got to keep a low profile. You got to stay down. There's too much self-saluting. Too many events that seem to be about saluting them. Too many galas. People are tired of it. I'm sick of them. And by the way, I'm rooting against them. Even though I may agree with their policies, I think there's a party attitude of elitism, and I think they got to get over it. And it's too much talking to fundraisers, because the people they talk to on these kind of shows are really the people they want the money from, and they're the elite. And I mean, Hillary finally had a Bruce Springsteen concert the last night. How about a little late in the game? I mean, identify with the people that the blue-collar regular people identify with, not the elite entertainers. Just my speech.
Mm-hmm.
There are other ones, but that's one.
What I tell you? Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here, KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. 16-year-old busboy. What did he say? He says, Kennedy didn't look through him. He looked at him. Democrats look through people all day long, every day. They claim to help. But when they give that homeless man a buck, they look through him. They don't see his humanity. They don't say, there but by the grace of God go I. That's what you and I do. We do it every day, day in and day out. But you know what we don't tell that homeless man? When we give him that money, we don't say, hey, I'm Tea Party. I'm conservative Republican, but let me tell you something. I'm not giving you this money because I feel sorry for you. I'm giving you this money because I believe you're going to do the best thing for it, that I'm the best judge of who to give this money to, not the government, and I'm giving it to you. I don't care what you do with it, but it is my sincere hope that you figure out what it is you want to be, what it is you want to do, and you change your life. And I know this is only a small, tiny step, but that's why I'm giving it to you, because there by the grace of God go I. And one of these days, if by the grace of God you flip things around, you're going to have this conversation with someone, and I hope you remember this. See, that's what I'm talking about. Chris Matthews went on to say, we used to be Democrats, used to be one of them instead of better than them. And he talked about the meritocracy of academia, that they measure people based on, oh, you went to Harvard, Princeton, Yale, Columbia, etc. They don't measure you on who you are as a human being. The fact that I just witnessed you help somebody, like this homeless guy who was begging for money. And a dude left a $75,000 car and didn't pay the toll, you know, the parking thing. And right before the meter maid would come by, this guy would have money. He'd go pay this guy's toll, pay his meter. And this guy watched him. He did it for a couple of hours. And, it was a film. They filmed this. And he says, man, why are you doing this? And he says, you know why? He says, because, man, I don't want this guy to get a ticket. This dude could easily pay the ticket, but he saw the humanity in this wealthy guy. And they gave the guy $1,000. See, that's what I'm talking about. That's somebody that doesn't look through people, looks at them. He didn't look through the wealth of this guy. He looked at the humanity of all the things. Man, he's got to pay this ticket. It's a hassle. Sure, it's eating into my profits. But that's okay. And because of that, somebody, a Samaritan, somebody like what I want to do, went out and said, man, I'm going to give you $1,000 for being special, doing above and beyond. This article goes on to talk about Bill Maher. It says it's easy for a rich multimillionaire who isn't going to be affected by all the 2008 recession to talk about making Donald Trump fail, because it isn't going to impact Bill Maher's life. He liked Barack Obama being in because he was on top. But this article from, who was it? The Federalist. He says, they write this. That came roughly a week after Full Frontal host Samantha Bee trashed Ivanka Trump for posting a picture on her social media account of her and her infant son amid an emotional immigration debate, calling her a feckless C-word. Unlike Roseanne Barr, whose racist tweet got her show canceled, Bee offered an apology that was hollow at best. But aside from temporarily losing a couple of sponsors, she didn't face any consequences. What's so remarkable about De Niro, Maher, and Bee is that they seem to have learned absolutely nothing from the 2016 elections. Their overzealous animus for Trump had alienated his supporters, many of whom previously voted for Obama in prior elections. Celebrities have overwhelmingly embraced utter contempt for anyone who doesn't think like them. Whether you're a conservative or a Trump voter, you're seen as a bigot, a racist, a white supremacist, a Nazi, a homophobe, xenophobe, misogynist, or deplorable. De Niro arrived at the Tonys thinking he was doing a public service with his profanity lace stunt, and has some sort of moral high ground. He runs with a group of countless A-listers who knew the truth about Harvey Weinstein for decades and did nothing about it. He worked with Weinstein on several films over the years, so spare us the sanctimonious lectures. Outspoken liberals in Hollywood aren't the only people who have failed to recognize their own errors in 2016, because the Democrats have as well. But here's what he says, and here's what you can take to the bank. Every one of these people have just assured a victory in November for the Republicans, as well as a re-election of Donald Trump. Be sure to thank them.
He won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.